Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, what company are you?
I'm a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
Okay, I had a charge on my phone. I mean, I'm a bank for Trusted Savings Supply Company. Is that you?
So I can check and see if you were billed by us. Could I have your zip code?
65616.
First and
I
last
think it
name,
was a
please.
scam online. I think it was a scam online. So did y'all offer an ice maker on Facebook?
Listen, so we do have some contests that you can enter into to win certain products. All you have to do is pay shipping handling. Could I have your first and last name?
Well, tell me what. Okay, when I looked up your company, it did not come through. And I have a
Listen.
charge. There's another company that's saying it didn't charge anybody, and I'm trying to figure out why. It said I won the ice maker.
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
So
could I
can
have
you
your first and
explain
last
to
name?
me, oh, why do you need all that? I mean, I'm scared to do that because I think it may be a scam.
Yes, ma'am. So have you actually purchased the product? Have they billed your car yet?
My card has been billed.
Yes, ma'am. So
I
they only.
have my order ID. Do you want my order ID?
I can try and look it up by that. I will still need your first and last name.
Just let me give you the order ID that I wrote down, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I would still need a
It's
first and last name to verify that that account
okay.
is
Let me
yours.
give you the ID number first, please. Okay? 260-975-747.
All right, thank you.
I didn't hear you typing anything.
Okay. And when were you billed for this product, ma'am?
Oh, goodness, it was 2 weeks ago. This 25th of them. No, not the 25th. The 15th.
Yes, ma'am. So let's see. So do you know which name it's under?
Yes, I do, but can you tell me the order number? Has it been shipped, or who was it shipped to, and what address?
Okay, so how our system works, we're a third-party call center. The only way I can give you any information about any of your products that you ordered, I need to pull up an account. Without a first and last name or a verification of the address, I won't know which account is yours or which product is yours because we do sell over 100 different items. So I need that account in order to be able to give you the correct information.
Okay, well, let me look at something else real quick, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I have my email address. I never got anything from anybody from your company.
Okay, what's your email, ma'am?
K R Z as in zebra, M S S R D at AOL.com.
Okay, I found an account match your email. Could you verify your address?
Okay, where's the email coming from that you sent me?
Give me one sec. I can check and see. It may be under like the first word may be support, and it's probably try.
Why
Try
would it be
surfing.
support?
So, because it's a customer support email. So, it'll probably be from like Perfect Discount Supply or consumer deals, something like that, but it should start with support. Now, I did find a purchase here from the 13th of July. Could you verify your phone number or your address to make sure I have the right account?
I gave you my information that I ordered with. That's not enough. I mean, I don't like to give all this over, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand, but it's just company protocol that I have to verify the information.
Hold up. Let me see here. Okay, it's, I was charged from Option Fireplace Rapid QU on July 14th for $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. So you may have filled out a survey to win our product for only shipping and handling?
I just went on Facebook like an idiot and hit yeah and thought I won an ice maker. And now I'm getting this from Option Fireplace. They've gotten a lot of feedback that people are being charged and they have no idea what's going on. They're asking me who did I go through to have this charge? And it was TrustedSavingsSupply.com. That's who I see.
Yes.
I mean, I wrote all this down when it happened, so.
Okay. So just give me one second here.
Oops, that's all right.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. Our system's loaded fairly slow. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see. So you were wanting to track your package, is that correct?
If I have one, I don't know. Yes, that would be nice.
Okay.
And what is my package? I don't know.
So there was a purchase here for our ice maker.
Okay.
Let's see if I can track it for you.
It was supposed to be like $2 or something, but.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that charge here. Give me one second.
Okay. Okay, if I.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
sorry, you're looking more.
Yes, ma'am. So it says here that your product was already shipped out. You should be receiving it within the next couple of days. Now, this was a charge from. Okay, so this was a charge from the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies that ice maker. So you originally paid $7.95, but $56.95. It did decline, so no money. I'm sorry, no money was.
Wait. Back up. How much total?
So it was $7.95 for shipping and handling, and then the monthly subscription to the company was $56.95. But the payment.
Oh hell!
So they never took.
Okay, good. No. I don't want all that. No.
Yes.
No. Oh my God.
The account canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number?
What?
Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, in a big way, and your name as well.
All right. So it's C as in Charlie.
Mhm.
260.
C. 260.
975.
975.
747.
747. Okay. And will I get the 795 refunded back to me?
So since the product was already shipped out, that charge did go to the Postal Service, so they're not allowing us to process a refund for it, but you won't be billed.
Where did it, okay, you tell me, where did it ship to?
So it says Shepherd of the Hills.
Okay, and so I can keep it when I get it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And when shall it arrive?
So it was shipped out on the 8th. It looks like the 21st, I'm sorry.
Shipped out on the 21st?
Yes, ma'am. It was shipped out from our company.
Okay, and what is your company?
The Consumer Buyers Club.
Okay, consumer. Let me write this down. Okay, and see, it said trustedsavingsupply.com on the on the internet. Okay, so I can call, well, tell the people that they think they're getting charged for this. So, but I understand why I'm getting charged $7.95 when it's supposed to be $2 shipping. Oh, what? Okay, if I don't get my machine, I'm going to find you and kick your door in, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can
do for you? Okay, what's your name?
Aviona. A-V-I-O-N-E.
A-V-I-O-N-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Aviona. Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and get the account canceled for you, though, so you won't be billed any future charges.
That's all good. I'm gonna give him I'll give you a compliment, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I was kind of being a little rude there, but the bottom line is, you're very calm, cool, and collected. And I hope I get my ice machine.
So I can see if I can get you transferred over to my supervisor. Just
I better get my ice machine, honey. Coming. Come on now.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Is there anything else?
One more question. Okay, one more question. Consumer Buyers Club.
Yes.
I'm looking through my spam and everything.
It may be under consumer deals or discount store. I know sometimes their email says discount store.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Go get you a real job.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
know.
But...
Yes, I don't know what exact email they use because we don't work for them directly. We just handle their customer service.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna talk to you about it and make sure I get my ice machine.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, Aviana. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't sound